Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the J&O podcast. Tonight we talk about our pet peeves, which one of them that is set off almost every time that we record is Zencastr not working. Nobody ever can seem to get the technical difficulties worked out. If it's not one thing, it's another. Tonight we have myself, Nick, Jason, Josh, and Dave joining us. So the OG crew is here. I don't know, boys, what do you think? Are we just doomed for disaster on this or what?
I don't think the podcast world is ready for us. They're trying to stop us, with this technology stuff.
I'm actually on the phone with Zencastr technical support, and I already told somebody I'm not getting off the phone until you let me speak to somebody and someone gets fired, because it's unacceptable. We're trying to bring everybody a show, and I'm not trying to get on my soapbox here, but we're trying to bring a show to the fans that are waiting for it, and we can't even get the damn thing going.
Hey, even that cat's pissed.
Yeah, Junior's pissed off over here. You'll probably be hearing him cry the whole night. So
that's going to be real good for ratings, man. Yeah. That's what we need.
Yeah, podcast never short for setbacks.
It's always a surprise on a J&O show.
Who wants to start first with their pet peeve? And because we can't go on and on about Zencastr, or they're going to drop our asses.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you start us off, Jason?
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. I will say my biggest pet peeve, at least for this week, is people pretty much just driving in general when I have to go into work, because it seems like people have forgot how to use these things called blinkers. I don't know if you guys ever deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm not a car guy, so I can't really.
I mean, this is Michigan. That's pretty much a given.
Well, I'm in Ohio over here, and it's a big thing over here. I guess it's a national pastime, because nobody wants to use their blinker, and everybody just loves to like swerve in front of you, like when you're on the expressway. So it's absolutely incredible.
Well, Fast and Furious is a pretty popular movie, and then I've never seen them use turn signals in that. So, you know, maybe they're just kind of going off that.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had any issues like where somebody like just swerved in front of you, like almost caused an accident or?
Yeah, all the time, man. The thing that really bothers me with the whole turn signal thing is when I'm driving with somebody who doesn't use them, or when they change lanes, but they turn the signal on when they're halfway into the next lane. It's like, you're already pissing the person off behind you. Why are you turning on your signal now?
You yell at them, stop! And then you tell them to pull over, and then you explain to them what they did.
Oh, yeah. I just jerked the wheel immediately towards the side of the road, no matter how fast we're going. Just teach them a lesson, you know?
No. I mean, I definitely got to agree with Jason. I think compounding that, so take that lack of concern for using a fucking turn signal, and add into that like any person who drives a fucking big ridiculous truck for no apparent reason. And you're setting yourself on a fucking disaster course.
Josh, you got to tell this story. I don't know if it involves a turn signal not being
used. Does so.
Okay, tell that story, please.
Yeah, so I was doing an internship in Ann Arbor, and we were there, and they told us to go home because we were getting a really, really horrible snowstorm. I had a 2000 Grand Am, which, you know, if anybody out there is into classic cars, they know that they handle really extremely well in the snow. So I was, I was pretty anxious to get on the road. I got on there. We're on the freeway, which is, you know, three lanes at least. And you couldn't see any lanes. It was just essentially there was one set of tire tracks down the middle of the road. So we were trying to follow that. And everybody's being pretty reasonable about it. Everyone's going like, you know, 25 probably tops. And then I'm scared as hell. I'm like sitting, you know, 6 inches from the windshield pretty much, which would have been good if I got in an accident. And we're going, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, like my entire windshield just got covered in like sludge, and I could feel my car starting to swerve and stuff. And I'm like, I just like was terrified. And then I, you know, my windshield wipers finally kind of got the shit off there. And I looked, and it was this big fucking ridiculous Ford, like F-350 or something that was, you know, creating its own lane on the left side of the road. And it's like, that's fine if your vehicle can do that, but you're throwing shit up on people. And he was like unbelievably close, because like once I started kind of moving, I looked out my like left window, and all I could see was pretty much just like white paint. So he was like right on me, like almost sideswiping me. And so like I was so fucking like, first I was terrified, and then I was just super pissed. So then I was just like watching the car, and it was one of those things where I, for whatever reason, thought like I was going to develop like telekinetic powers, and I was trying to like make his fucking car either explode or roll over or something with my mind. And so I think I even said that out loud. I was like, I hope your fucking truck crashes and you fucking die, you fucking piece of shit. And I lost sight of him because he was going, you know, 60 something, and I was going, you know, maybe 18 miles an hour. And I actually made it like 2 miles down the road or a few miles down the road, probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes later. And I saw the F1 F350 on its side in the median of the freeway, and the guy was climbing out the passenger door. So besides him dying, which I was really hoping for and asking for and trying to make happen, it actually came true, and that was really cool. You know, I thought it was like, could have been like a Professor X like origin story or something like that, but that was a case of this where, I mean, I don't think it, like, we don't always get like sweet justice in these type of scenarios, but that was one case where it actually happened, and it was pretty great.
Yeah, that sounds deeply satisfying. Like, that would have made me so happy.
I honestly tell that story to like everybody, and you know, I didn't even live it.
Yeah, it was funny because honestly, it was like one of those things, like literally for about at least probably a good 10 seconds afterwards, I was thinking to myself, like, do I have the power of life and death? Like, I realized, like, no, it's because some fucking asshole was going like 70 miles an hour in a fucking like, you know, whiteout snowstorm. Either way, as long as he ended up like crashed down the side of the road, I didn't care anymore. So,
yeah, that sounds good.
Dave, do you have anything in mind?
Really, honestly, I don't have a lot of pet peeves. Like, we just talked about the turn signal thing, which really does bother me. I mean, I guess you could say bad driving with the person who's driving. If you're driving with them, that's like a huge pet peeve for me. It's like, you have my life in your hands and you're driving my dick. Like, that really gets on my nerves, and it really bothers me. 'Cause it's like, if you want to be all awesome and cool and drive like a maniac, that's awesome. But please don't do it with me in the car. You remember Shawar from high school, right?
He's a good dude.
He's an awesome guy. He's a doctor now. This kid should have died a long time ago. he used to have a Mitsubishi Eclipse, and that thing, he tore all the stuff out of it so that it'd be super light, and this thing was like a bullet, man. He could fly in this thing. So one time we got tickets to a Pistons game. My dad gave them to me, so I'm like, oh, I'll call Shawar and see if he wants to go, since he's the only person I know that likes basketball. And I think this is while you were at State, so I couldn't really ask you to go.
You wouldn't ask me.
I wouldn't have any. I wouldn't ask, because neither of us would have wanted to drive. So
yeah, that's true.
It was
a 40-minute drive. So
he was flying in this thing, and we were like, I don't even know if he looked at his side mirrors while he was changing lanes, or he was just flying in and out of cars. We made it to Auburn Hills in maybe like 30 minutes.
Wow.
And we were just flying. It was insane. And I remember the entire time I was so pissed off. But on the way home, I was actually pretty happy you drove like a maniac, because I just, you know, after a Pistons game, you just want to get home. But, but my main pet peeve, the main thing that gets on my nerves, is people who eat loudly.
Oh my God.
That's on my list. Took that right out of my mouth, Dave.
it's like, and it's almost like you want to ask them, like, hey, do you know how fucking annoying you are? Do you know? Can you hear yourself chewing right now? Because you drive me fucking insane. And my brother is like the number one.
No, like, my dad's number one.
Culprit of that. Because like,
my dad's number one. But...
And then he like.
You got a triple threat match?
Like, he eats with his mouth closed. But somehow it's like he has like speakers hooked up to his cheeks or something. That just, you can just hear it. And like, you hear the mushing and the crunching and. And like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a pretty squeamish guy, and I'm pretty sensitive to like, to smells and sound. So when I hear stuff like that, my stomach immediately is like, you know what you should do? You should throw up. It's like, yeah, I just immediately want to just throw up when I hear that. And like,
it's awful.
And I've heard that like, if you're somebody that dislikes loud eaters, it's something wrong with you. It's like a mental thing, but I'm pretty fucking sure it's not. Like, fuck that. It's the most annoying thing in the world. And I just I don't understand how people can like go through their entire lives being loud eaters and not have been murdered by a certain.
Yeah,
point,
you know I think what I mean? It's funny. Me and my sister have that same thing, and she sent me actually it was like a definition on like dictionary.com or something. I think it's called like misophonia or something like that. And that's like a condition or not condition, right? But it's like if you're prone to like. Just be extremely sensitive to that, which I don't think it's being, I think to your point, I don't think it's being sensitive at all. It's like, just fucking learn how to chew like a human being.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so irritating. 'Cause I think I definitely got that from my mom. 'Cause my stepdad's like a freaking huge offender of that. And like, he'd be sitting there with like a box of fucking crackers and somehow like the Triscuits at the bottom are the best. So you'd hear like the plastic rustle for like 15 seconds. And then he'd finally take out like a handful and just like crunch down. And like every one time we were at home and she like walked into the other room and like took a plate in there or whatever, poured them on the plate and said, "Put them on a fucking plate."
Oh my God.
And he just sat there like bewildered looking. And it's like, he just completely oblivious to the fact that it's like one of the most annoying things in the world.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger, like super young, maybe I don't know, like 7 or 8 or something like that. And like eating chips near my dad. And then like every time I would like bite into a chip, I could just like feel the rage coming off of his body. So I had to like learn to like eat chips quietly. And that's kind of how I like just like, don't be a loud eater because everybody hates that. But yeah, I just remember like, you know, like when you you just put a chip in your mouth and you like slowly close your mouth and you try to like try to like get it wet with saliva so it's soft. Like that's what I would do. And yeah, I don't know. That's my biggest thing. That's the thing that bothers me the absolute most.
Yeah, my mom actually had an awesome story with that where she was, because she has the same thing. Like she said, there was this one lady in her at the place she worked, and my mom's office was like, you know, against the wall or whatever. And so she had a door, but like, I guess this lady was in a cube that was pretty close outside the door, like, you know, across that little walkway. And she said, like, when the lady started eating and like every day without fail would bring out a fucking bag of Better Made potato chips. So big up to Better Made potato chips.
Barbecue is best.
Yeah, like great.
Red Hots are the best.
But
oh yeah,
she would like go close her door when she saw the lady digging the chips out because like she was so it was so loud. And I guess one day like this guy who sat on the other side of the cube wall got up and while she was eating her chips, and my mom had left her door open for whatever reason, so she was able to witness this. And got up and just asked her and said, like, you know, because she was being very loud and said, "Excuse me, would you mind just, you know, maybe just not, you know, maybe not eating so loudly right now?" Because he was on a call. So he was explaining, like, I'm on a call right now. Could you maybe just not do that so loudly?
And you got to be that has to be super loud.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, yeah. And my mom was not exaggerating. She was like saying, like, she would go close her door because it was so annoying. And so, like, I guess he asked her and then he sat back down and then she was just like, I guess just even got more obnoxious. So she started crinkling the fucking bag and then just kept chewing normal. And he got up again, like a couple minutes later and said, like, "Excuse me, can you please just stop doing that?" And she said, like, you know, she just didn't say anything. She just kind of like looked at him or whatever. And then she just kept doing it again. And like I said, he had like, you know, a wireless headset. And he walked over and then took the Better Made potato chips and then dumped them on her, like, shook the bag out on her. God.
Wow, your mom rules.
No, this isn't my mom. This is this guy.
Oh, that is a guy?
Yeah, there was a guy.
That just sounds like something your mom would do.
Oh, no, like my mom did other funny ass, like ridiculous shit that you should get fired for. But she just kept going. She wouldn't stop. And so the guy that had asked her twice nicely just went over and dumped the bag like on her head. And then, like, she got up and started yelling and all this stuff. And then, like, I don't know. It was, like, this big thing where, like, they had to get HR involved. And, like, I don't think he didn't get fired. But, like, something happened where, like, they moved his seat. And I think he was, like, on some sort of, like, I don't know how you get suspended from an office job. But he wasn't there for a little while, like, a couple weeks. And then he was back. But either way, like, I think in that case, it's definitely fucking worth it.
Oh, just yeah, man. Point. I would be, like, furious with that.
Yeah, so major props to that guy if you're out there listening.
All right, I'm going to see if I can have Nick come on and at least say goodbye to the listeners.
Yeah. I think somebody's pet peeve was, I heard like the word misophonia or phonia, which I think is chewing, right? And then I heard something about a fucking plate. So yeah. that's what I kind of got from it.
Yeah, chewing plates is like my biggest. That's just don't chew plates, man. I mean, I have like one more. I don't know if this is where you guys want to cut it off.
I was going to say what I'll do. I don't know. It seems like you guys are talking back and forth. I'll just say goodbye and let you guys carry on. It seems to be a problem on my end, and I don't know what it is. But okay, we'll see what happens. Maybe, but what I was thinking today was like when I get cold water like on my hair when I'm styling my. Jazzy dudes up, you know, like you get that cold water on the top of your head and it's just like, it's really uncomfortable.
Well,
okay. We'll see you later, Nick. Good to have you.
What is the source of this cold water? Are you,
Are you turning on the cold water faucet?
Our water heater is like 20 years old, so you don't get hot water right away. When I'm getting ready.
Yeah.
Good one, Nick.
I didn't hear anything you guys said. But anyway, yeah, I'll leave on that note. It's the other like common ones, like the chewing with the mouth open, that really bothers me. Yeah. I think one thing that sticks out, like I could tell when people are like fake laughing, like that really irritates me too.
That's actually a really good one.
Good.
I get through every work day, so
yeah, I'm always fake laughing.
Me, it's not like the fake laugh like you do for like your boss. It's like the fake laugh that like you don't need to laugh at, that kind of fake laugh. You know, there's sometimes you have to fake laugh, but it's other things where like when people laugh too loud at something, it's like that didn't need to be that loud. But yeah, that's for me at least.
Yeah, that's a good one, Nick. And he disappeared.
Yeah. Let's get a pitch in and get Nick a new water heater.
Let's start a GoFundMe. That's another pet peeve, like
crappy GoFundMes.
Yeah, like all these people like setting up these GoFundMes, like all the losers in the world. Like
the ones that are hilarious are the ones that are blatantly like the people that are like, I want $4 million so I can just retire. It's like, I might actually give you some money for that, but that's pretty annoying. Yeah. Because it's like, but the other ones that are like, okay, I broke my leg, I need $40,000 to cover my job expenses. It's like, I highly doubt you made that much money in the time that you missed with your broken leg.
Well, me and Josh work with this one guy at my dad's office for like 10 years. He's just like, he's not that young anymore. He's like almost 30.
Oh, I gotta be almost 30, yeah.
But like we were on his Facebook because Melissa's like still friends with him on Facebook. And he had set up like 3 GoFundMes like last year. One, he wanted to like him and his girlfriend, they wanted to get married. So they were trying to get that, wedding expenses. Then the second one, I can't remember what the second one was, but the third one was, he needed like new tires or used tires or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. So he took a picture of his phone and I mean, they were fucking bald ass tires, but like in the description, he was saying like, I have like an hour commute to and from work every day. And he used to work at the fucking McDonald's on Eureka Road, which, you know, I mean, our listeners may not know where that is. You know, some of them or a few thousand might. But it's like from where he lived, it was like probably, might as well just fucking walk to work because it's probably like 3 minutes from where he lived kind of thing. Oh, but evidently he took a job at a different McDonald's that was like an hour away. So he had an hour commute there and back and was saying like, yeah, and my tires are completely bald. And I'm not like I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to hold up over the winter or something.
So if you, I don't know if an hour commute to McDonald's can be called a commute. It just sounds like it's the most depressing hour drive ever.
Yeah, pretty like, much.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I mean, the wedding thing
The wedding one and the like, all three of his GoFundMes didn't receive one penny.
Oh, so. The other one, Jason, to go on. There was the other one was he wanted the one to get married, and then the second one that was like a supplement to that was to get money to go on their honeymoon. Oh my God.
And he received $0.00. So he did a good job with those.
Oh, maybe he was just kidding. It was just a joke.
No, he was not kidding. Because he kept on begging people to share it if they couldn't afford to.
Donate. Geez. And there were like pictures, like the one with for the tires had pictures of his fucking shitty tires. And then the ones for his wedding was like him and his fiance or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, first of all,
like have some pride, man. I mean,
if you guys, for whatever reason, like, I don't know if maybe it's like they're still in some deeply religious like background where they can't fuck until they get married or whatever. Just pay the $40 and go get married at City Hall or something. Like, don't be asking people to put on like rent a hall for you and buy food and shit. Like, it's like, come on. Yeah,
that's a little much.
Yeah, but you see so many of those. Like, I mean, it feels like people are just always begging for a handout.
Right. You know, and it's funny that you mentioned that, like the GoFundMe thing. Do you remember, I don't know if it was maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was that kid who got bullied in school and they made the video where his mom recorded. And then there was a GoFundMe page for it. Like, what the fuck does that kid need money for? Because he got bullied. And then finding out later on that it was kind of a bogus thing. But like, I don't understand. Like there's like a homeless guy who gave some lady $20 to get gas. And then there's a GoFundMe where he gets like $100,000.
I did see that.
It's like, that's cool and everything. But at the same time, it's like the answer to everything apparently now is just give people money.
Yeah. Wasn't that one with the kid who got bullied? Like, didn't they end up finding out, like, his mom was, like, some fucking, like, redneck, like, you know, like, had, like, all these, you know, anti, like, black and anti, like, pretty much, like, just really white, like, white pride.
He came from a pretty shitty family, from what I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, but you know, more as the GoFundMe.
But, like, you know what's that kid also, they also said that kid said a lot of racist shit in school, too.
I kind of don't care that he got bullied.
Yeah. Right. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, GoFundMe.
We're all for bullying here.
Like, it's hilarious how much technology is, like, showing how horrible of a species we are. Like,
oh, God, yeah.
It's just bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Anyways.
That's what I was talking about. I was talking to Josh yesterday about, you know, before it was, like, people could only, like, spew their hate and stuff by, like, phone or in person, and now, like, with the internet, like, you can spew it everywhere.
Oh, yeah, dude. If you look at any,
like, and everybody has an opinion, and you have to see
it. You have to respect it too, right? It's like every if you look at any Facebook post where there's more than, like, five comments, there's gonna be one negative, like, asshole saying something like horrible. It's like it's guaranteed, man.
Yeah,
it's the worst when it's like somebody passes away, and you know. And people are, like, being very kind, and there's, of course, like, one or two idiots.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. That's a pet peeve.
Yeah, when you're just people being insensitive. And it's not like the whole, like, oh, those snowflakes thing. It's like, no, it's human decency.
Right,
you know? Yeah.
Well, it's like that whole, like you were talking about, it could be anything. Like, every sports article, like, you're going to find fucking, honestly, probably 50%, like, N-word comments, you know? It's just, like, people go on there, and then you'll see other stuff where people will share things that are, you know, I don't know, like, it's just, like, a very just decent human thing or whatever, and people, like, that whole troll thing where people will go out of their way to find out, like, I don't know, some sort of, like a black activist, you know, passed away, or some sort of pro gay rights or something or other, and people go out of their way to find that just so they can, like, talk shit on it. Like, it's just the obvious most thing. Like,
you have to be, like, the smallest person in the world to, you know, if that's the satisfaction you get.
Oh yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like those people are miserable in their lives, and that's how they get by their day, I guess, is by being a piece of shit for no reason.
Now, me, you, Dave, Nick, we're all celebrities and stuff with the J&O podcast. So now we're starting to kind of see this kind of stuff.
Oh, the amount of comments I get about my Mexican heritage, forget about it.
You're Mexican? I didn't. I'm just kidding. But yeah, we get stuff all the time. It's like people burning crosses in my front yard. And
oh, yeah.
They don't realize my black neighbors on the street. But,
I mean, this is a pretty basic pet peeve without kind of a lot of, like, philosophical, like, like, undertones to it. But and Jason, I know you and I've talked about this kind of ad nauseum, but, and I don't understand how this is, but when you go into a men's room and in front of the urinal, there's always just a puddle of piss. Like,
oh, God,
like, unless, like,
I've been adding to that more, so
yeah, I just never understood, because it's like, if real life was like a cartoon where, like, someone was taking, like, gunshots or something to the dick, and then they just, like, spewed water out of the sides of it afterwards, like, for, like, you know, for all the rest of their lives or whatever, like, maybe it would make sense. But for, you know, as far as I know, like, your average person only has one pee hole, and somehow there's managed to be piss everywhere. Like, you have to stand, you know, spread eagle, like, in front of the damn thing just so you can even be close enough to take a whiz. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they just jerked off before going to the bathroom, and all that debris in their pee hole
could be it. Yeah,
well, I'm not gonna lie, I've actually, there's been sometimes, like, there's so much pee on the ground, I just have to stand so far back that I've honestly had to add to it, so. Well, I mean, there's, I guess I'm an offender, but it's like, it was already there, and it's like, I'm not going, I don't want to step and pee, like, big puddles of pee, so it's like, I guess I'll just pee on the floor with these assholes.
Yeah, but the thing with that is that you gotta think, like, it didn't start as one drop of pee, and then someone saw that and said, ew, pee, and then just, like, like, stood 4 feet.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I definitely didn't start the fire, but I have added, so.
Yeah, and my other pet peeve is actually pretty close to that. It's when people blow up the toilet and they don't double flush.
Josh, tell this story, please, about the guy, like,
my lifestyle lift place.
Yeah.
So this is kind of close to that, Dave, but this was like, I mean, this is a lot more malicious than that. So They, I used to work at this place up in Troy, and it was just like during, I don't know, just whatever the time was of my life, it was like my first kind of like, it was my first job kind of outside the REJs that wasn't like REJs being REJs Accounting and Tax Service since 1977, services are business. And so it was kind of my first job in like a you know, pseudo corporate setting and whatever. But I remember I was still kind of just like, I was, you know, go to bed real late. And I remember I'd always be exhausted when I was there. I just didn't realize like you have to kind of change your schedule when, you know, you kind of have a job that you have to like maintain certain hours and whatever. And so I would go to this back bathroom that I found, which was down the hall, which was actually at the offices or near the, like right by the offices, or was probably primarily supposed to be used by this other company. And they had this handicap stall that was like set really far back. So the toilet was like one of those things, if you were standing in the front of like bathroom by the sink or even in the stall next to it, you probably couldn't even see the feet of the person who was next to you. Like it had like, it was very deep. And so sometimes I'd go there and like, I would like fall asleep on the toilet for like 10 minutes just to get like a refresher. And if I had to take a shit, I would just go there and just take a shit. And I started going there and then like, slowly but surely, like it became like what I started noticing that there was a kind of this trend of someone shitting in the toilet, but it was always like this massive mound of shit on top of a massive mound of toilet paper. So it was like someone put in all this toilet paper and then shit on top of it. And then there was never any toilet paper on top of the shit. So it was like,
oh,
they must have done that and either not wiped or they did that and then went to the next stall and wiped and then left. But what it turned into was like, you know, I was kind of thinking like, I think one day I went in there and I saw that and I was like, God, it's fucking gross. Cause usually it was kind of, it depended which stall it was in. Sometimes it was in the one I wanted to use. Sometimes it was in the next one. And I tried flushing it once just because I just didn't think about it. I was like, oh God, it's fucking gross. And I think I wanted to take a nap on that toilet. And so I
hard ass worker.
Yeah. I hit the flush and like, of course it just like it, you water starts rising and just like the shit breaks apart and stuff. And it was like, wait a minute. So like what this person has to be doing is like essentially creating a trap where that toilet can't be flushed. Like that has to be fished out. And then even the fact that there was never any toilet paper on top of it. And then why was there all that toilet paper in there before someone shit on it? So it was like someone was doing this on purpose just to cause like, just to cause trouble with the like janitorial staff.
Some people
which was
just
like
want to see the world burn, man. It's like the Joker.
Yeah, it was like very sadistic, almost like, you know, sociopathic in a way. Like just putting that much thought into kind of like ruining someone's day. It was just, I don't know, it was amazing to me.
Like a really, really low budget like supervillain.
Yeah, like a really, like the very, very early beginnings of Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that is wow.
That's probably gonna end it for our pet peeves episode. I think we went through a lot, and my biggest pet peeve, I guess, would be with Zencastr, though. I mean, without Zencastr screwed us over, we had to actually drop, you know, Nick Beard from the conversation because he couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, he's the moneymaker.
Shame,
too.
Shame,
he's
shame.
The moneymaker.
And he's so funny. I wanted to hear some of his, but Zencastr screws us over,
man,
again.
That cold water to the hair is.
Yeah, that was
boy, boy. I would be furious.
I think that's more on Nick not knowing how to use like the well, the other knob.
Well, that's why I brought that up, because then he said, "Well, no, my water heater's old," and it's like, "Well, then replace your fucking water."
Yeah, water heaters really aren't that expensive, so I'd rather pour cold water on his head.
Yeah, it's like, why would you put the cold water in your head then? Just fucking wait for the water to get hot.
I think another one of Nick's pit when it's cold outside.
Yeah, when the air is cold.
Poor Nick, he's an idiot.
Yeah, well, we missed him this time for sure, so hopefully we'll be back next time.
We love the boy.
Yeah, Jason, give everybody our email.
It is jnlpodcast@gmail.com, all spelled out. And thank you again, guys. We've been getting so many emails. You guys have come up with so many great topic ideas. This one actually came from Chad from Las Vegas.
Chad in Vegas. Chad.
What's up, Chad?
We love you, Chad. Thank you so much. And yeah, keep on sending your guys' ideas. And, you know, we love the feedback. Dave, can you give our Twitter?
Yeah, it's JNO Podcast, all spelled out. Send us your suggestions for topics and what you think about the show.
We're definitely getting the word out there. And thank you guys again for making this show so popular.
Thanks for listening. See y'all next time.
All right, later, guys.